And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I do want to say to any former or current Roman Catholics in the room that this is in fact not the last week in our sermon series on the Lord's Prayer. On this side of the River Thames, we have a whole nother week to go. I also want to say that the words on the page feel a little hollow for me this morning. When I said at the beginning of my homily last week that my mom was in hospital, I couldn't have imagined that she would still be there this Sunday. Nor could I have imagined that things would be worse than they were last week. When I was in seminary, I was given the opportunity to be a hospital chaplain for 3 months. It's this thing they call clinical pastoral education, and it's where they try to give some humanity to these would-be scholars of Greek and ancient Hebrew. And one of the things that the CPE facilitator leader said to our group is, don't let yourself become the patient when you're providing pastoral care. And as a former soldier who'd spent a couple of years in war, that concept of taking my hurts and putting them in a little box and putting them in the back of the closet so that I can help other people made a lot of sense to me. I'm just not sure it's still working. The temptation for me right now is to believe that I can do it all myself and that I can hold the weight of my mother's illness and the discernment of how we are going to tell our children without sharing that with anybody, and it's just not true. But the thing about temptation, my friends, is that it is always particular. There is no general temptation. There is no nebulous evil. Satan always comes to us in ways that are the most appealing to us. Gospel authors Matthew, Mark, and Luke all record Jesus' temptation. Matthew gives us the fullest account, and we see that at the end of his 40 days in the wilderness, Satan comes to Jesus in the first temptation. After 40 days without food or drink, the first temptation is that Satan offers to turn these stones into bread. Because Jesus is hungry. And our Lord says, no, thank you. The second temptation, after 40 days in the wilderness, being removed from the presence of his Father, the second temptation, Satan takes Christ to the pinnacle of the temple and says, cast yourself down. Do you miss the Father? He will catch you. You will not dash your foot against a stone. And Christ says, no, thank you. And the third temptation that Satan offers to our Lord is to skip all of the pain the hurt, the suffering, the loneliness of the way of the cross, the loneliness of the crucifixion. Satan says, I will make them all bow down to you without any pain or loneliness or hurt. And our Lord says, no, thank you. Temptation, evil, is always particular. And we do not know the ways in which temptation will strike us each day. But what I do know is that the words at the beginning of our burial rite are true. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and at the last day I shall see him, and my eyes shall behold him who is my friend and not a stranger. There is nothing in this life that can separate us from the love of God and Jesus Christ. Though, I would have hoped, though it seemed unkind to put on Deacon Hine this morning to ask him to preach at such short notice, I would have taken someone else to preach this morning. But I would have been here. Because the truest thing in this life is at the altar. When none of it makes any sense, when it all seems to be passing away, the truest thing is at the altar. And it's there at the altar where we get a glimpse into that land of light and love and joy. Where there is no sorrow or weeping, no hurt, no pain, but just communion with all the saints and life forevermore. I don't know much today, but I know that at the altar everything will be okay. And though life is frail, fleeting, there, for just a moment, we get a glimpse of what heaven looks like. And it is good. It is so very good. So, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, let us with boldness pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.